The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Thank you for joining me on Bob Burney Live today. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A lot of things to talk about. Nationally, internationally, we have some biblical, theological things to get to, but first, we need to deal with a story that has rocked the local Columbus television media, all of the media, radio, TV, print, and that is the breaking news, at least it was breaking this morning, that Chief Meteorologist Mike Davis from Channel 10 this morning was arrested and charged with a second-degree felony after being accused of possessing child pornography. I think the entire community is shocked, saddened. And in America, you are innocent until proven guilty, so we cannot assume that Mike Davis is guilty, and I think we have to be careful of that. If the charges are true, this is sick, just absolutely sick. As we speak, Mike Davis is in the Franklin County Jail. He will be arraigned officially, I understand, tomorrow morning, where he will be officially charged. This is a level 2 felony, which, if found guilty, involves a considerable fine and considerable jail or prison times. Court records reference one image, but Chief Deputy Rick Minard of the Franklin County Sheriff's Office said investigations by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, which made the arrest, are never based on a single download. Quote, generally, these cases are not about one image. We do take accidental downloads into account. It is about a pattern. From what I understand, a tip was called into the Franklin County Sheriff's Department. It was passed on to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, which is a separate task force in Franklin County, but there are similar task force all over the country. About 2 weeks ago, the tip was called in. They began monitoring Internet activity. A search warrant was issued. Mike Davis's home was raided this morning, computers and so forth. I watched a bit of a press conference by the Franklin County Sheriff's Department. The implication was that computers at work at Channel TV were also accessed. And they believe that there was sufficient evidence to arrest him and charge him. WBNS TV General Manager John Cardenas said this afternoon, quote, at around 10 a.m. this morning, we learned that Mike Davis was arrested by the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. We are learning more about the details and will be reporting on the story. And about an hour ago, I checked out the Channel 10 website, and sure enough, on their news section at WBNS 10 TV, number one story, front and center, very prominent, was the arrest of their chief meteorologist, with the pertinent details and a promise that they would report with total transparency and honesty on this story as they would on any other story. It's got to be incredibly difficult for the folks over at Channel 10 TV. Now, I am most concerned about Mike Davis's family. Never met him, don't know him, but I believe, I'm not positive, it's very difficult to find anything about, it's very difficult to find detailed biographies of media personalities. Those things, I wouldn't say they're hidden, but they're certainly not prominent. Who is married to who and children and so forth. So it's difficult, but I, from what I understand, he is married and has children. If that is true, my heart just aches for his wife and his kids. My heart just aches for his wife and his kids. If this is kiddie porn, child porn, my heart aches for the victims, whoever they are, wherever they are. In the news conference, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department refused to answer whether the images that were sent and received were from local children. We don't know any of those details yet, and it's foolish and inappropriate to speculate. But there are victims involved. If this is child pornography, as alleged, children were exploited for somebody's sexual pleasure. Joy and I were talking at lunch. America has lost our moral compass. We have. Things that 40 years ago, 98% of everyone in America would agree that's immoral, that's wrong. That has changed dramatically in the last 40 years. Many, many, many things that 40 years ago were considered immoral, just wrong, and maybe even evil, are not only accepted, they are celebrated today. Well, it's true. Many of the things that were absolute taboos 40 years ago, everyone agreed, oh, no, that's wrong. No, that's wrong. Today, not only is the general consensus in America that those things are not wrong, they're celebrated. They're celebrated, and I think most of you know probably the things that I am implying. But fortunately, and I say that advisedly, fortunately, we have not become so corrupt yet that we are willing to accept child pornography or child exploitation. So far, at least, almost all Americans would agree this is evil, this is sick, this is sad, and should be rejected and punished. So that's one of the few bright things on the moral landscape of America today. So obviously this story is going to be in the news for quite some time. At the arraignment tomorrow morning, we will learn more details about the charges, the allegations, and again, this is America, and someone is innocent until proven guilty. We need to remember that. But even if he is innocent, my heart aches for his family. And of course, if he's innocent, my heart aches for him as well. Maybe someone set him up. That in the day in which we live, that wouldn't be surprising. I have no proof, no evidence of that whatsoever. I'm just throwing it out. We can't jump to conclusions. But anyway, that is the big, big news in the Columbus area today. Chief meteorologist at Channel 10, Mike Davis, has been officially charged, with possessing child pornography. This is a felony. It is not a misdemeanor. Serious stuff. All right, we will be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
What is the old thing? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. Well, in that case, the Episcopal Church of America is officially insane. Yeah, they're theologically insane. Here is the big headline. Episcopal Church sees greater drop in membership in 2018. Well, guess what? They saw a greater drop in 18 over 17, and 17 over 16, and 16 over 15, and 15 over 14. The truth is, the Episcopal Church of America has been doing exactly the same thing for the last at least 50 years. And what is that? Denying the authority of the Bible. Denying, compromising, at least compromising on the authority of Scripture, and at times just absolutely rejecting what God and His Word has to say about marriage, the family, and many, many other issues as well. And ever since the Episcopal Church has been denying the authority of Scripture, they have been dying. And so every year they have their big conference. They receive the reports, and the reports say, oh my goodness, oh my, this is terrible, this is horrible, this is awful. We lost more people, we lost more churches, we lost more money than the year before. What are we going to do about it? Well, I know. Let's go further with our liberal theological agenda. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's become, tell you what, let's even become more liberal than before. Yeah, that's great. And may I make a little prediction? When they meet together in 2020 for their annual convention in July of 2020, guess what the news is going to be? I'm a prophet. I can prophesy. At their next conference in July of next year, they will receive the report and it will say, well, we lost more people this year, and we probably lost more people this year than last year. Honestly, all right, I'm being a little facetious about something very serious, but you would think, what if this was Ford Motor Company? And Ford Motor Company, at their annual stockholders meeting, discovered that they had been losing customers every single year for the last 50 years. What would happen? What if it was General Motors? Annual stockholders meeting. Well, we sold fewer cars this year than we did last year, which was fewer than the year before, which is, in fact, well, we've been selling fewer cars every year for the last 50 years. What do you think would happen? Do you honestly think that Ford or GM would say, well, looks like what we're doing is great? What if it was Procter & Gamble or IBM or any other company that showed a 50 to 60 to 70 year decline every single year. Don't you think there would be a radical change? Don't you think that there would be a shaking to the very roots of the company? What we're doing is wrong. What we're doing is failed. But that doesn't happen with these major denominations. Every year they meet together for their annual conference. They wring their hands and say, oh my goodness, this is terrible. This is horrible. This is awful. What are we going to do? Is there a suggestion to have all-night prayer meetings and ask for the power of God? No. Is there a call for a mighty moving of God and spiritual revival? No. Is there an admittance of sin and a call for repentance before God? No. None of the things that have brought revival and renewal to denominations and religious groups throughout the history of the Christian church. None of the things that have worked, and I put that in quotes, none of the things that have worked are suggested. Well, we need to emphasize immigration more. We need to get involved in more social justice. We need to, we need to condemn President Trump more. That's really important. We need to condemn Donald Trump. It is mind-blowing that the leaders of the denomination do not ask for a soul-searching. Here's the story. The Episcopal Church saw its active baptized members decline from approximately 1.7 million in 2017 to 1.6 million in 2018. The 36,000 member drop is larger than the previous 2 years. Well, if you were listening a year ago, I predicted that's exactly what would happen. In 2018, the average Sunday worship attendance declined by about 23,000 people, making it the largest drop in the church body since at least 2014. The report on the Episcopal Church's domestic diocese also found that the number of congregations, are you ready for this, with 20 or fewer members, this is not attendance, this is total membership. The number of congregations with 20 or fewer members has increased from 388 in 2017 to 418 in 2018. It's getting close to 500 Episcopal Church congregations have less than 20 actual members. And of course, you know, attendance is usually half of membership. The Episcopal Church in the 1960s had approximately 3.6 million. They now have 1.6. And as I said, next year, smaller. Wow. Just the graphic results of spiritual apostasy and the denial of the authority of the Word of God.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.